The two men went straight to the studio where they found a local constable wrapped in his overcoat.
How long have you been here? Asked Alain.
Oh, since 10 o'clock last night, sir. I'll be relieved fairly soon. 8 o'clock with any luck.
Sir, if you're going to work here, I'd like to look on. If it's not a liberty, sir.
By all means, what's your name?
Sligo, sir.
Right, come along. Alain led them to the studio window. Last night, said Alain, we noticed certain marks on this windowsill and at the top of the stool here. He produced a thin steel tape and measured the distance between the indentations. Lock this place up and come along outside, he said to the constable. In the lane, Alain showed them the traces left by the wheels. Observe the tread, Sligo. There, you see, is the clear impression of the patch. I'll measure the distance between the wheels and the width of the tyres. There, a little oil has dripped on the road. The van, or whatever it is, has been recently greased. Now, come along to the garage. Alain unlocked the garage doors and broke the police tape. It had begun to rain. I took some measurements here last night, but it would be as well to verify them. Suppose you have a stab at it, Sligo. Sligo, intensely gratified, measured the width of the tyres and the wheelbase.
The tyres are the same, sir.
Good, said Alain. Now take a look at the doorstep.
There they are, sir. There they are. Same marks on the top step.
I think so. Check them to make sure. Out came Sligo's tape again.
It's them for sure, he said.
How far is it from here to London?
20 miles exactly, sir, to the end of the drive from Shepherd's Bush, answered Sligo promptly.
Right. Seal the garage up again, will you, Fox?
Blast this weather.
We'd better have a look at Pilgrim's car. Basil Pilgrim's car was a very smart, supercharged two-seater. The upholstery smelt definitely of Valmy Seacliff, and one of the side pockets contained an elaborate set of cosmetics. They opened the dicky and found a man's rather shabby raincoat. Alain examined it carefully and sniffed at it.
Very powerful scent that young woman uses. Now then, Sligo, you have a look at this.
How about giving me a running commentary on an old raincoat? Sligo, breathing noisily, took the coat in his enormous hands.
It's a man's mackintosh, he began. Made by Burberry, marked B. Pilgrim, inside collar. It's mucked up like and stained. Inside a collar, bit greasy. And it's got white marks, too, on it. Grease on one sleeve. Pockets, right hand. A pair of old gloves used, likely for changing tyres. There's other marks, too. Reckon he's done something to battery sometime.
Well done, said Alain. Go on. Sligo turned the gloves inside out.
Left hand, inside, got small, dark stain on edge of palm under base of little finger. Left hand pocket. Piece of greasy rag. Box of matches.
Sligo turned the coat over and over.
I can't see anything more, sir, except a bit of a hole in right hand cuff. Burnt by cigarette, likely. That's all, sir.
Alain shut his notebook. That's the method, he said. But, he glanced at his watch, good Lord, it's 8 o'clock. You better cut back to the studio or your relief will be giving you a bad mark.
Thank you very much, sir. Much obliged, sir. It's been a fair treat.
That's all right. Away you go. Sligo pounded off. Leaving Fox at the garage, Alain walked round the house and rang the front doorbell. It was answered by a constable. Good morning. Do you know if Miss Troy is down yet?
She's in the library, sir.
Troy, in slacks and a pullover, looked as if she had not slept.
I'm very sorry indeed to worry you at the crack of dawn. I want to ask you if the caravan in the garage belongs to you.
Yes, why?
When did you last use it, please?
About a fortnight ago. We all went out and hit to Catswood for a picnic and a day's sketching.
Do you know how much petrol there was in the tank when you got back?
Must have been more than half full, I should think. I got it filled up when we started, and we only went about 40 miles there and back.
What does she do to the gallon?
20.
And the tank holds 8 gallons.
Yes, it's just over a quarter full this morning.
Troy stared at him.
Then, as her eyes widened,
Garcia, she cried out. You think Garcia took it, don't you?
What makes you so sure of that?
Why, because I've puzzled my own wits half the night to think how he got his stuff away. The superintendent here told me none of the local carriers knew anything about it.
Of course Garcia took it.
Trust him not to pay a carrier if he could get his stuff there free. If this warehouse place is somewhere in London, he could do the trip easily if it were late at night, couldn't he?
Yes, dear me.